What's the value of asset management? I don't know if you have any quantitative stats on it or just like a general perspective, but maybe Rob, kick us off with what your thoughts are.
Well, for me, I think anything and everything could be considered an asset. And I mean, ultimately, we're all sort of people using assets in different kind of ways to achieve a specific objective. So for me, asset management really is the sort of the consolidation of understanding that the people, the systems, the assets that we're using, how they're specifically used, how they're specifically maintained, how they go about decommissioning or expandability. So it's a full real like life cycle engineering process for me. That's my specific take.
Awesome. Claire, do you have any thoughts?
So just picking up on that value question, I think it depends on obviously what on your organization is and what your assets are. But to me, the value of asset management as a discipline is connecting all the parts of your organization. And I don't mean that physically in an asset sense, just necessarily. I mean the people who are delivering all the different functions, connecting all those people so that they're all working towards the same goals and that they're kind of more than the sum of their parts. And it can be incredibly difficult to put a financial value on that because often the value of asset management and the changes you make as a result of an asset management improvement program are hard to pin down solely to that improvement program. And indeed, sometimes people don't want to pin it down solely to that. So I think that's often why it's quite difficult to get some hard stats on financial value of that kind of improvement.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that, I mean, the devil's advocate sort of is then why should we try type of thing. Like everyone knows there's value, but it's hard to quantify. Now, Ashley, do you have anything to add on that question?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think I've been talking to people probably in the last 3 months about the concept which I'm calling asset stewardship. And I think the word stewardship is intended to imply a holistic view on an entity and perhaps holistic view on having a line of sight between you know what people at a tactical level are doing and people at perhaps a governance position are doing. So that sense of actually all having a common view on what is done and how it's actually delivered. And so as Claire says, I think it's sometimes hard to assign that value in absolute terms, but actually it's all part of an ongoing endeavor to actually make the best decisions around assets. And so for me, you know, I guess I work in infrastructure, so it's around large investments of people, processes, and technology to make things happen. I think the benefits of asset management are still not completely understood. And so actually one of the things that I think we ought to do is to try to be clearer about what those benefits actually are.
So when you say be clearer about what those benefits are, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, actually, it's about creating simple words for things which are quite complicated. So, you know, trying to explain how organizations work, you know, is simple in principle but hard in practice. So actually, in reality, I think we probably as asset managers, we need to actually get better at explaining the work we do in ways which are simple. So, I think health and safety has managed to do it. Quality has managed to do it. The environmental sector perhaps has managed to do it. So, you know, asset management is a management endeavor around whole of life thinking. You know, we've got to get better at actually being able to describe what we're doing and why it matters.